F that, let's have a bit of local.
Durston Fletcher.
Get Gherkin.
From
Bristol with
love. From Bristol with love.wordpress.com.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone, don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
Hello!
Hello!
Here we are. So, you're here at From Bristol With Love.
It's party time.
Oh, we're loving it. We are fucking hyped up and loving it.
Hyper
first swear words. That's, I've had a coffee and I'm bloody on it.
I got a big bag of Monster Munch. Raving.
So we're starting with a shout out. Can we have a shout out to Alex and all the Hereford mob. Dave Rendell out in West. Ray Ruffler Jones. Dave Douglas up in the North.
Geordie Wormental.
He loves it. He loves it. Phil Wright, Luke, all the Noel West crew. On the Facebook, Trap, the Real Art of Protest, and our lovely Ian for giving us a shout-out.
Beautiful. Oh, boner. Yeah.
Let's get on it.
Get on it. Seventh big site in the world, isn't it? Yeah, the WordPress. Yeah. Ooh, look at me. Look at him. Maybe the Sonic
Kids
has got a future.
Yeah, celebrities, right. Sorry, we're going to bloody celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
All the wonderful things that have been happening recently. And with
beautiful.
That, we're in a party. We're in a bloody party mode.
Party. It's begun. Well, the whole thing's begun.
It's getting cool and it's bloody gang on.
Get them all in.
Pow.
Have a bit of
celebrate.
Celebrate good times, come on.
mics back up. Stop singing. Stop singing.
Come
We're turning
on.
The mics up.
Bit of chair dancing, then, I think. How about them riots? Fucking hell. Go for it.
Well,
go
since our last show, show was focused on
the Tottenham riots.
Yeah. And what had been allegedly and turned out had been going on there, like.
Mm. And since God, I tell you what, wasn't it amazing? Turned out he didn't fucking shoot back after all. You know, he was saying like Mark Duggan might not show up. It turned out the Met lied. OMG, OMFFG.
They don't help themselves, do they?
No.
You know, I know we've been accused of being a bit anti-police here. Mm. But they don't do us no favours.
They don't,
do they? If they walked around giving out, you know, donuts to people all the time, we'd be like, oh yeah, that's really it. Lovely. I seen this copper the other day, he gave me a donut. But instead... Yeah.
One for them, two for us.
They just stitch themselves up like silly sausages.
And that's, let's not forget, the reason we're celebrating is not the like 0.5% of madness that happened, of people getting burnt out of their homes and all this stuff that everybody's been talking about. I'm talking about the 99.5% of rioters who basically took on the state in a way that I feel needs to be done, basically. And so that's why I'm in a celebratory mood, because the status quo has been shook and smacked.
Well, for me, there's all this stuff about, you know, by the left. Fuck it, I hate the left. Oh, I hate lefties.
You can't be a self-hating left.
Well, I'm not a lefty. I know you're a lefty, but I'm not a fucking
lefty.
That's
true. Fine, yeah.
Right, I hate the left. And all of them, they've been coming out saying, I was a guy I worked with, he was a proper lefty, like, and he said, I don't mind people, I'm up for people demonstrating, and if they riot when they demonstrate, but these people, they have no politics. All these people who are out, every single one of them, none of them has any politics. Only reason they're out is because of this culture that's been put on them. Like, it just seems like a load of bollocks to me. Like,
totally.
It's the same people who say hooligans aren't real football fans. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, they're only up for the violence and blah, blah, blah. That maybe they can be a football fan as well, though.
Yeah.
You know, they go to, you know, there are a lot. And the thing is, they go to the stadium every weekend, right? You get people call themselves football fans, never been down the fucking ground, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with these rioters, like, that you can't say none of them, you know, that all of them are there for some materialistic fucking reasons, like. We have no idea why we're there. All the press, everyone's trying to band out these theories about why people were there, why people were out rioting. One of the reasons, I think, is because it's a good laugh.
Yeah.
It's a great laugh, you know.
It's a rush.
Fun. It's fun. Yeah. You know, you have a great time doing it. And when it's good, it's better than sex, though.
So I think, yeah, people say it wasn't political. It's like, what is fucking political? Living your life as a fucking piece of shit that everyone ignores and fucking tramples on. Well, you soon get fucking political, I reckon.
Well, a lot of the interviews with the rioters that have come out have been them saying, you know, I did this, you know, there was these lads who were going, yeah, we did this because we're shit and because we're poor and blah, blah, blah. We go out because there's, you know, no one listens to us. Everyone, the police treat us like shit. Mm. We go out and do it, like, you know. Now, other people argue, maybe, oh, well, they're just saying that to justify what they're doing. Blah, blah, blah. Well, if they are these savages who don't give a fuck
mindless
about society,
yikes, yeah,
who are going out just smashing stuff up and doing all of that because they don't care about the world, why would they want to justify it?
You can go out and smash. There's a fucking, the number of fucking failed industrial estates and empty offices around here. If you want to go and smash something up, you just fucking go and smash them up if you've just got a willful lust for violence.
I think that's...
But if you, like, sort of... What these people went out, and they went out and took huge fucking risks. You see, like, the incredible backlash now. But they went out to basically show their frustration against the coppers, mostly. You know, like, let's not forget, this has all been twisted into fucking small shopkeepers and Malaysian students with backpacks. But what this was about was coppers fucking killed a man on the ground, fucking shot him in the face. And even though there were riots in other areas apart from the place that happened, it was the same driving thing. Most of the violence was against the police by people who fucking hate the police and have been given a reason to hate the police.
And I think that was the thing, is a lot of the little interviews, you know, I heard sort of interviews on Radio 1, which is, you know, I listen to Radio 1 for and that, but the news on it is notoriously right-wing.
Terrible,
like, you know,
isn't it?
But the interviews they did on that, you know, they had these youth on there who were just saying, well, you know, we seen that people were fighting against the police, and they were winning.
Yeah.
So that's why we did it. That's why we did it down here. I don't know. I just think, you know, and all this stuff like you said about smashing up industrial estate. You know, when I was 14, me and my mob, we used to get up to all sorts, you know, smashing car wing mirrors off and.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the mindless
smashing
sort of,
stuff like that.
But that's
what
different.
You do. That's what you do in your youth, like, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think if I seen it happen, you know, I wouldn't do anything like that now. Well, you know, I wouldn't go smashing car wing mirrors off and that sort of thing. Like, but that's what a lot of youth.
Yeah.
A lot of people do, and I don't know, trying to scapegoat these kids like they're, you know, animals and there's something wrong with our society.
Yeah.
And this idea is sort of pushed out that we're Britain and this sort of thing doesn't happen over here anymore.
Yeah.
And we haven't had this.
We've
had riots for years.
Exactly.
Years and years. Going back, and people think, oh, all the riots we have been a reaction to something. You know, and there's been riots like this, which people have perceived at the time as terrible bloody thing. A classic example, I've been in contact, is the St. Paul's riots. I've had a bit of contact with Bristol Radical History Group, lovely group. If you want any decent information on history you don't hear about in Bristol, you know.
That's it.
A lot of the history we get fed about, for me anyway, about being Bristolian is the slave trade, like, you know, which has got... You know,
long time ago. Yeah.
Well, there's other things that have happened through the years in Bristol apart from this. That's not our only history as Bristolians. Like, and that's what Bristol Radical History are good for, is they're pushing up these, bringing up these other things.
Right.
Like, but anyway, I contacted them about the St. Paul's riot, because people look back now at the St. Paul's riots, you know, lefties and even, you know, not so lefties, like, you know, but they'll look back at it as a turning point, you know, is like
something that had to be done.
Yeah,
it
was a reaction to the policing of the time and this sort of thing. So I got in contact with them to get some information, because I'm sure at the time, you know, there was looting that went on there and that sort of thing. And I'm sure at the time, people at the time were going, "This is terrible. Look at this." And da, da, da.
Mm.
So
spit your lyrics, as David Starkey would say.
Starkey. In July 1981, nearly 4,000 people were arrested in over 200 riots across the country. London, Liverpool, Manchester, Derby, Nottingham, Leeds, Leicester, Birmingham, Wolverhampton, Luton, Bristol, all over. And that's 4,000 people arrested then. Like, you know, we've had that for the scale of these riots now. Like, but 2/3 of those people who were arrested were white.
Yeah,
it's always like this idea of St.
No,
Paul's.
No, sorry, it was all young black youth.
St. Paul's and
that's what even Post
like,
told
you
me.
Know, that it was put forward. This was, you know, the black youth kicking. And it's quite, you know, if 2/3 that were arrested were white, that's actually reflected of the people who were living. Somewhere like St. Paul's.
Yeah.
That's the percentages of what the people who lived there, like, you know. And so this, like, this idea that Starkey's banding about it being black culture, you know, black culture.
That's it.
It's so influential, it affects us.
We're all tiny temper now.
Yeah, it all goes back in time, for God's sake, and
totally
affects our, you know.
So there was no riots here before the West Indian community came here? I don't fucking think so.
What a load of.
There was looting during the Blitz. Fucking try that on for size. During the Second World War, when we all fucking hung together, there was fucking lootings, there was robberies, that's because it always goes on, you know, like, sort of. It's a part of the fucking society that we're living in.
Well, with the looting with St. Paul's and stuff, there were 14 properties that were looted and 4 were set on fire, including a post office, a bank, a bookmaker's and a small warehouse. Over half the shops were not looted, and this was selective and aimed at chain stores, shops owned by non-residents. And I think that's the thing you've got to look at with these riots. You know, why were certain shops looted? And every, you know, if you were looking at a street and every shop on the street was looted, you'd be like, right, well, they're out, you know, they're out to get absolutely everything.
Yeah.
But why were, you know,
I've read from good sources. I pointed my finger then in Radio Land.
I don't know.
Of good sources that on a Monday night when it kicked off in Bristol, basically there was a big group of people formed up in St. Paul's, and then tried to go into Cabot Circus, which is the big new sort of fucking solar shopping centre full of all the big brands. There's like a big Apple shop there and stuff like that. And what the coppers did is they fucking lined up on the edge of the shopping centre, and that was their line in the sand kind of thing. And every time anyone tried to get into the shopping centre, where there's no residences, where there's no local businesses or anything like that, it's all big chains, the coppers stopped them and pushed them back into St Paul's and kept them there. So kept them there for 4 hours on Stokes Croft, the other side of it. You know, like, they would take them off Stokes Croft, push them back into St Paul's. So I think one of the reasons why a lot of the damage, or not even a lot, but the little damage to local shops that there was because you had a big group of fucking young men totally pumped up, pushed into that area for hours.
Mm.
And so, yeah, a few of them fucking kicked off. And whether that's right or wrong is, it's relevant. But at the same time, you have to accept the police's role of pushing them back into that community to defend fucking big business.
Yeah.
And no one came out in fucking Cabot Circus to defend fucking all the big shops there. What happened is they had to hire private security.
Yeah.
So why isn't that mentioned? You know, like, sort of, by all the arguing that, oh, all these local people had to come out and defend their shops. Fair enough. But then, do you accept then that it was good to riot and fucking loot the big shops where no one gave a fucking shit about because they're all insured and there was no staff there? You know? By your arguments, we all agree that that was a good thing then, do we? Or probably not. But
probably not. Yeah, I mean, this is the other thing about the riots that went on in Bristol is that you, in the press, you heard all about St Paul's and Stokes Croft, and that was all over front of the local rag and this sort of thing. But actually, there was an awful lot of other rioting going on in Bristol those two nights. And there was nothing, you know, the stuff I've heard about is from people I know in those areas who were either out or seen it happening. Like, but I've looked online and there's been nothing printed by any of the press agencies about it. But Kingswood, they kicked off up there. They did a bit of looting as well.
Mm.
Hillfields, there's a bit. There even little bits in areas like fish areas, ponds, like, you know. But loads of areas over Bristol I've heard of stuff going on. But it just seems odd, you know. I don't know, maybe if they're not, they're, you know, maybe they're thinking we don't want to, you know, we've been ramming this down people's heads the last couple of days, and actually maybe we shouldn't, you know.
I just think that there's a story that's being presented as what happened, and that is a group of mindless yobs went mad and attacked loads of local shops and beat up Malaysian kids on the bridge with their backpacks, you know, and like fucking disgraced their own communities. And so that's it. Anything that doesn't fit into that, like 95% of the fucking looting was out of major shops, that most of the convictions and arrests are for fucking hopelessly minor fucking things. All of that doesn't fit in. But the main thing that doesn't fit in, this was a riot against the police. This was a group of young men in most cities deliberately staging a fight with the police, not just young men,
like, it's a mixture of men and women.
Yeah, well, it should be. And that's the thing, like, what I think basically is that everybody should be out there, you know, like the whole cuts things and everything like that. If you think like fucking we do that the cuts are a fucking horrifically bad idea and are going to cause loads of fucking problems. I just seen there's a big protest today at Swansea because they're going to cut the Coast Guard. And so there's a big floating protest, and good luck to that, by the way. But fucking cut the Coast Guard, cut like help for fucking people with mental illnesses rather than fucking raise taxes for the rich. Fucking all out sunshine, innit? And that if everybody went out, all the fucking, the old women, the young kids, everybody out on the streets, then you won't have the same atmosphere of terror, because partly the reason that there was such a fucking hyper atmosphere is you've got a massive fucking hundreds of young blokes fucking, and a few other people as well, but mostly young blokes. And whenever that happens, at the football, fucking, at a party, whatever happens, you're going to get some hot heads. So what's the cure for that? Fucking everybody out.
Yeah. Well, it's like this thing with, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, they mugged that Malaysian lad, and you know.
Yeah. Well, let's fucking name and shame that. Well.
We were gonna name and shame the guy who's been arrested for it, but we're not gonna, because the coppers make mistakes and we don't know.
But like, when he's convicted, I will call whoever did that, whether it's him or someone else, a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Because like that was just so out of order. Everybody knows that, you know.
Yeah.
Like fucking helping someone that's been smacked in the face and then at the same time robbing them, that's like fucking psychological damage. And yeah, whoever did that should be fucking ashamed of themselves, basically. Yeah.
But in the same way, that not just that they should be ashamed of themselves on the day of a riot, it's the same sort of people
exactly,
who
yeah.
would do it on a normal day.
Totally, yeah.
You get muggings, you know, every
We've
day.
We've all got stories, haven't we?
You know, I would you know, quite happily name and shame other muggers, you know.
Yeah.
But,
totally, yeah. Like, sort of, people were saying, oh, you either like the police or you don't. Or, like, you either think we need the police or we don't. And it's like, you fucking six-year-old child telling me that shit, you know? Like, what a load of bollocks, you know? Like, I want the police when I fucking need them. And I want the police to do their job well, same as any other fucking civil servant. The problem is they're not doing their job well. But rather than admit it, they fucking cover it up. When they kill a man, they cover it up. All the mistakes that they fucking made in the fucking Operation Trident, community policing, they'll cover them all up. No one investigates them. Who watches the fucking watchers? That's what I want to know.
Get them all on Big Brother.
Simple as that. Should we have a little tune?
Yeah, I think we've, you know...
Ranted enough.
So, after all of that ranting, we're going to take it down a notch and have a bit of a wind down. It is a Sunday as well for us, but for you, it's any day. For the Catalyst listeners, is it Wednesday?
Wednesday and Thursday
on Catalyst. But yeah, we're going to take it down. We played this guy before, Alex Gear, his name is. And he's lovely. He's playing... I'll get the dates up in a minute, and I'll tell you when he's playing next. Right? But this song is called... By My Side. And it, yeah, I always that one, is it? It's lovely. Here you go.
Of my sleeve, angel of my dreams, can't do anything without you by my side, it seems. Savior of my soul, watcher of my steps, since I've had you in my life, I never had regrets. Holder of the key, this feeling in my heart is overtaken over me.
By My Side by Alex Gear. He's playing on Sunday the 29th at the Left Bank for Shh, It's Sunday, which is a good night, bit of acoustic, and it's good for a Sunday. And next door, 301, he's some lovely food in there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's called The Social now, but it used to be called 301. Lovely.
Lovely job. Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of beauty, isn't it?
Well,
a rose amongst the thorns.
Especially between us two ranting on.
Oh, it's not dark days. I think we both think the same. It's like, you know, you sort of... You get into it and, like, it's fucking... Your first thing is fucking brilliant. And then, like, all the details start weighing down on you and everyone says, how can you support that? La-la-la-la, you know, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's on all the time. The News 24 is on all the time. All this fucking new opinion. Fucking Starkey. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When I want the opinion of a stupid middle class wanker who loves the fucking Prince Albert as if he was still fucking alive, when I want that opinion, I'll fucking ask for it. Alright? Don't fucking ram it down my throat.
Well, the fact is, he's a historian.
Shocking, isn't it?
And he's speculating. He's just chucking a theory out there. As a historian.
Just bad practice.
Yeah. I just think you muppet, like, you know.
The Historians Union should fucking strike him from their books.
Well,
basically.
You know, where's your fucking evidence? Entitled to their thing. But yeah, have a bit of fucking evidence, mate. Yeah. Like, you know, I just like this whole thing about culture. I all this sort of stuff pisses me off anyway. Sort of stuff, you know. Focus on culture, like, you know, this black culture. Like, I was only talking about, you know. I got a friend of mine who's Jamaican and a friend of mine who's African, like, and they're both black, but culturally they're very different, like, you know. And which part of black culture is it?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, the bad part when you're talking about bad things, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, which part is it? Is it you know, black Israelis? Is it black Ethiopians?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like, just what a load of bollocks, like, you know. And like, if you said, oh, well, white culture. Well, you know, it's part of white. What's white culture?
Yeah, we talked about this in the last show, didn't we? Like, community leaders, and it's been fucking full of that, hasn't it? You know,
like that.
The fucking, oh, yeah, I speak on behalf of the black youth because I'm a social worker, or like, I work with black youth, and it's like, well, yeah, you do, and it's valid for you to have a point, but you can't speak for all of them, and you can't.
Every single one of them,
yeah,
right?
How do you know they're telling you the fucking truth?
Yeah, I speak on behalf of the white youth.
That's it, yeah.
Exactly. You'd laugh. You'd be like, whoa.
Which one, yeah. I can't even speak on anyone apart from my fucking self.
I can barely do that most of the time.
Simple as, isn't it, yeah? But I tell you what, like, lately, it's these sentences. I'm glad now that the fucking hysteria is starting to die down. And if you were part of that fucking hysteria, shame on you, basically. You fucking flirted this country with fucking fascism to cure your fucking knee-jerk reaction on Twitter. So if you were one of those people saying, fucking hang them, burn them, fucking shame on you. You're the problem in this society, not those fucking young kiddies.
Well, let's talk about some people we're going to name and shame, starting with Plan B.
Fucking, that's it. We've decided to implement the wall of shame, which is basically not... I forget about fucking Cameron and all his fucking millionaire cronies. We always knew they were a bunch
of
wankers.
We know they're cunts, though, you know.
And so... what we're talking about is fucking sellouts, cowards. That's who we're going to put on the wall of shame. And number one is fucking...
Plan B, who... what is it, Brit Awards?
Yeah.
Brit Awards, he was
fought
there.
With the coppers. Fought with the coppers in his fucking thing. And at the end, it's a copper on fire running across the stage.
Yeah.
That sends a message, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd think, oh, wow, you know. But he released a statement. Have you got it up there?
I fucking... whatever it was bollocks. He was basically saying, oh... it's the wrong type of riots, and like, yeah, well, the ones in my music video that helped me sell fucking millions and made me part of the fucking system because I'm a rich man, they were the good ones.
Yeah.
But these were just mindless yobs.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're a fucking sellout coward, you cunt.
I think to say mindless as well. Mindless is such a stupid, you know.
I think you can say thoughtless.
I think you can say thoughtless about some aspects
of course,
of it.
Yeah.
But to say mindless, it's a bit, you know.
But it's like, they people think they were zombies or something like that, and so you should go out with a fucking huge, big fucking gun like you do in Doom or something like that, and start shooting their heads off. Or,
yeah,
know,
there's a guy who came in to do some stuff at work, and he was saying, oh, these rioters, you know. He goes, oh, what we should do is go out with a helicopter and just spray rubber bullets down them. And I was like, yeah. What should you do, mate? Stick on an island and fucking gas them, like, you know.
It's totally all these things, like people saying, oh, they shouldn't have human rights. It's like, what, so they're not humans? It's like, what the fuck? You fucking foaming mouth motherfuckers. This is all your fucking fault. And I hope you're fucking proud of yourself when a young mum gets 4 months in fucking prison away from her family, even though that one's been turned over, but there's fucking hundreds like that. Two fucking kiddies get 4 years each for fucking saying on Facebook, yeah, I think the fucking cops deserve a beating and fucking we should make some fucking changes.
Because
fuck you. If you were part of this shitstorm, this is all your fucking fault.
You can't.
Wankers.
You're angry, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
You're angry as
you. I tell you
rage.
What else, fucking, it doesn't take much for her to make me angry either. Julie Burchill. My God, you know, like,
which one's Julie Burchill?
She writes for the Independent, and she just like sort of.
Is she from Bristol?
She said she's from Bristol.
Right, my ma fucking hates her. Like, yeah. She used to write for the NME.
That's it.
And
yeah.
She wrote. She come down to Bristol for punk gigs, and she said about Bristol girls. It's something about Bristol girls just spend all the night in the toilets doing drugs. Sort of powder, and it was this whole, it's just like, right. Real anti-Bristol article. She wrote something around the 26th or around the Stokes Croft.
Stokes Croft. She basically said that.
My mum was livid.
She said, "I'm the real voice of Bristol because my fucking mum was a cleaner, and my dad was something else." She hadn't even fucking lived in Bristol for 30 years, right? And she was saying these fucking scum. It was all liberals and it was all fucking middle class Trotskyists. It's like, were you there? You dappy cow. Jesus Christ. And now she's written this one. Didn't have the bollocks to fucking take on the argument about the rioters. Because obviously she sort of part supports them, a part doesn't. So all she talked about was the liberal reaction to it and how the liberals loved it when it was in the poor areas. But as soon as it started to get into the richer areas, they all freaked out. Fucking Starkey too. Where's your fucking evidence for that? You know, like, what the fuck? That's just your fucking prejudices. Fucking... What? The swear count's gone off the roof. The box is going to be bulging with money. I am sorry to Durston's mother. And to my mother, if she ever listens to this, my God, she's... Oh, she'll give me one of her raised eyebrows.
I'll Facebook it to her. I think the main... You know, one of the main things is with me, instead of... You know, because... Instead of everybody going... You know, you're either for the riots or you're against it. Think critically. Think why. Think why these things happen.
What am I for? What am I against?
And to think it's, you know, because it's completely different in different areas. Like, you know, people are out. Like, you know, you realise how many hate-filled people you know as well. Like on Facebook, the statuses that were being put out. You know, mine weren't too bad. People I know, some of my family was a bit. They weren't that bad. They were just a bit, you know, further, you know, right-wing, more right than I am, like, you know.
Misinformed, I got no problem with, apart from the fact that fucking, if you fed in to the fucking hysteria of the last 2 weeks, it's partly your fault. Just the same as if you were out in a riot and fucking someone beats up someone and you stand there and don't do fucking anything about it rather than stopping him, that's partly your fault that's happened.
It's all your fault. You're not getting stuck in. Like.
On the other hand, if you're fucking sitting on your fucking keyboard warrior's throne fucking saying to people that people should go to fucking prison for 6 months for fucking receiving stolen goods or something like that, then the fucking hassle and the pain that that family feels for that fucking super harsh sentence is partly your fault as well, because you created the atmosphere that was able to happen. Fair when they came for the Jews, I did nothing because I wasn't a Jew. That's fucking that old fucking rhyme. Like, work it out. Yeah. So what I think that fucking this is the only bit of hardcore politics in the show, if you like. But what we should all do is fucking stand by these people as a whole. Obviously, on individual basis, you can make your own mind up. But as a group, if you agree that these riots were political and that they were for a reason, and God forbid that you actually were glad they happened, then you should stand by the fucking the people that got affected by it, as well as the victims of it, which are getting support, but also the defendants, you know, like the people that have been arrested for parts of the riots or being fucking around the riots or whatever. This is an attack on the fucking the poorest people in society who went out and looted from chain stores in a lot of examples. These people now are getting fucking caught by the police, put through the system and facing huge fucking fines and fucking community service and even prison.
They're getting worse sentences and fucking nonsense, dude.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? The punitive system, the justice system and the prison system is not something I think fucking works at all in any sense, like, you know. But the fact that they're getting worse sentences than rapists, like, for people that aren't even fucking rioting.
That's it,
You had the fucking guy who picked up a bag that was full of trainers he found on the street. There was no footage of him rioting. He was walking along, saw it, picked it up, walked home, got a fucking 2 years for handling stolen goods.
Unbelievable.
It's absolute bollocks, like.
Just because he was stupid enough to fucking not cover his face up.
No, it's not even that. He wasn't even rioting.
Oh, like, you know, like, but like, the people aren't, because let's be honest, I hate to fucking burst the police bubble. Most of the stuff that's been nicked out of the chain stores, they're never going to fucking see it again. You know, like, this idea that they're going to catch everyone is bollocks. I fucking, for all you historians, David Starkey, fucking take note. Go and look at the evidence. Look at the recovery rates after fucking riots in the past. It's fuck all. Look at the amount of people that actually get fucking convicted. It's fuck all. So this idea that fucking you shouldn't go on the streets because you'll automatically get fucking bagged and tagged is bullshit, basically. But the ones that do get caught, fucking...
Be safe, though. Be safe.
Deserve our support. And in Bristol, there is a defendant solidarity group. I'll read out their poster that they put up. We were arrested because of the riots. You don't have to face the system alone. Bristol Defendant Solidarity is an independent group of local people. We will do what we can to help anyone arrested after the recent unrest. Practical support we offer includes legal information, help finding and transferring solicitors, court bail appointments and more. And their email is Bristol Arrestee Support. So it's Bristol Arrestee is A-R-R-E-S-T-E-E. So Bristol Arrestee Support at riseup.net. And yeah, they have no official ties and they do not pass any information on to anyone else. They've got the From Bristol With Love seal of approval.
Wow.
And yeah, like, you know, if you're there feeling impotent, feeling caught up by events and fucking, you know, oh God, I don't know what to do. If you're in Bristol, give them a call. If you're somewhere else, set up your own defendant solidarity. Because what we're talking about is basically class solidarity. When you're talking about defendant solidarity, just fucking stand with them.
There we go.
Come on, oof.
Right.
That's what you get for eating a bag of Monster Munch.
Exactly. Coffee and Monster Munch. Don't mix it. So I think that's enough of all this riot and stuff for now.
Yeah, that's it. Should we have another song?
Yeah, I reckon so. The Mother Beef with Hoover, local lads. Well, yeah, local.
Lees.
Nice
area.
Yeah. Area.
area.
Yeah, I like them. They sound like Kasabian. I like Kasabian. Yeah, they're good. They got, yeah, have a look for them on the internet. Like, there's loads. They're all over the internet.
I tell you who else is on the internet.
Hey!
That's the fucking magic of radio. Feel it. The power in my fingertips. It's the Rovers.
Bristol Rovers.
Beautiful.
I had a dream about Bristol Rovers last night.
Did you?
I did. I had a dream. Basically, I've been having weird dreams all week after being at this festival on the weekend, but more on that later. I had this dream. I was down to Mem. Bumped into Zabrowski and Harold and Buckle and all of them, and was doing interviews with them for the show, and getting them to say things like, when I'm not playing football and I'm relaxing at home, I like to listen to From Bristol With Love.
After we've picked up 3 points at the Mem, I'll pick up 1 hour of From Bristol With Love.
Yeah, so, but it was a dream. I had to convince myself it didn't actually happen. Yeah. I haven't got loads of recordings for you, but hey, maybe next week.
Could do, innit?
Yeah, well, we tried to get interviews. We tried to get an interview with Banksy, like.
Yeah.
But he's too busy.
They were very polite, though. I appreciated their courtesy.
Yeah,
they did.
We sent him an email, and he emailed back. We asked him, basically, we asked him if Banksy would be up for an interview, and if they knew Ian Holloway, you know.
Just drop him a line.
Just send a message on to him as well. And they messaged back saying, oh, he's quite busy at the moment outside the country or something like that.
Yeah.
But thanks for asking. And if we see Ian Holloway, we'll pass it on.
Yeah.
It's nice of him. Like,
courtesy costs nothing, does it?
No. Anyway. Back to the gas.
So, yeah, it was not too bad. Steady as she goes. 4 games in. 2 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss.
Better than City.
Settling down. Well, City got a bore draw, didn't they? Seems as Maynard goes. Oh, dear.
We don't hate City, though.
Oh, you finally come round to it now, have you?
Well, no. We've had complaints from two City fans who listen to the show that it's a bit Rovers-centred. So I think we're going to get a City fan in.
Yeah?
There's a friend of mine who's a City fan who I'm going to get in to do a bit of...
City talk.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much City talk will let him.
Where's your Maynard gone? Just chant that.
There's a City fan. I'm going to get him to come in. We'll have a bit of back and forth so they can have a bit of input. Because we were talking about doing a City fan radio edit, which was just
just white noise.
Yeah, which was just an hour of tumbleweed. Like, but we don't hate all City fans or anything
good,
like that.
I'm glad you've climbed down from your.
I got some friends who are City fans, and I want them to be able to listen to the show without.
It's all about love.
Feeling dead inside, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's enough of that rubbish. Gas.
Sort of. Good luck to the. I can't really say good luck to the City. I'm sorry, but yeah, I hope. Hello, Bristol City.
Yeah. hello from real
from Bristol.
From real Bristol.
Yeah. From Gloucester.
What are we, ninth now?
Yeah, well, because...
We were 11th earlier on this morning.
But Oxford beat Swindon 2-1. They won 2-1, yeah. So Swindon asked, what you get for flirting with fascism, isn't it?
Fucking cunts. We're playing them next...
December.
Is it December?
I thought it was December, yeah.
Yeah, we're playing a home December and away next year, I think.
For those who don't know, Swindon have hired Paolo Di Canio, a confirmed fascist, as their manager.
Not just going, like, he's opener. Like, he's got tattoos from Mussolini.
Il Duce.
He Zig Heils and all of this.
But it's called a Roman salute in Italy, rather than...
But he said in an interview, oh, no, I'm not racist. I'm a fascist. You know.
It's like, hello.
So anyone who thinks, oh, yeah, I'm English and I'm proud of being English, you can fuck off if you think you're supporting this bloody German ideology or Italian ideology. You talk about nationalism,
that's
like, and all
it,
of that.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Is that what you want? Foreign ideas over here.
Q Starkey. But yeah, it's looking good. Like, sort of.
I think so.
Big
up
to all the gas. Like, if you've got any match reports or any comments, then email us in.
Hereford next weekend as
well.
Been looking forward to this.
As
their mob are coming down.
The mob.
We got a few. Alex out in Hereford and. Some of his lot are coming down
good
for it,
stuff.
So that'd be good. Like, it's nice to have a little meet and
Watch the game.
Yeah,
Yeah. All good. So, yeah, not too bad at the Rovers. All settled down. What else is in the news, mate?
Well, generally...
Went down de Boomtown, as Starkey would say.
Are we going to save that for camping talk?
Well,
we'll do local news now, a bit of camping talk in a bit.
All right, then, yeah.
So, locally, there's been a big graffiti thing in town. Yeah. Do you know about this?
Nelson Street, yeah.
Basically, the council, in their wisdom, Dave, where is he? Yeah, Nelson Street, where there's old buildings, like, they said to graffiti
artists.
Old job
centre.
They said, what you can do, do a big painting, get a load of tourists in, I'll love it. Which, you know, I'm all for getting money into the city.
And if it looks nicer, it's, yeah.
But the artists who did it, you know, I know a few of them, I'm not going to search them, you know, you'll see who they are. But one of the conditions that the council put up, if you're going to do these pieces, there can't be anything about politics, anything about sex, anything about drugs, or anything about violence.
So anything about life, basically.
What is there? You know, I'm a bit of an artist, and if you're not painting those things, or what are you doing? Flowers? Flowers?
Yeah. Again? No, flowers once, fine, but then flowers again? Yeah, and
it
again?
It seems like a load of bollocks. They're like, you know, they're like, oh yeah, come down here, paint for us. It will get tourists in, because we love the graffiti around the city. It gets people coming in.
Of course, yeah. They've always thought that way, haven't they?
But
yeah,
if me and thee went out and painted on the side of the council building, even if we painted something like, we super love Bristol City Council and they're mega good. If we did that in a real beautiful art piece,
yeah,
I don't think we'd be getting paid for it.
No, I think they don't.
Do you know what we get? About fucking 10 months, though.
They'd probably say it was a riot. But no, like, this is the same council. Well, not the same council, but, like, there is that sign from Exit Through the Gift Shop that, oh, if you haven't seen that film yet, go watch it.
I got it for my brother for Christmas, but I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Get it. Yeah. Get it. Put it on. Get it.
Yeah.
Really, really funny. Not what you think it's going to be. Just a really good film. But part of that is he put up a sign on the back of one of the motorway signs, one of those big blue ones, and it sort of said, welcome to the West Country. Please don't laugh at our accent. Which is, you know, quite funny and, like, sort of what people tend to do. Because we sound a bit silly, don't we?
Do we?
Sound like old Starkeyites.
Speak for yourself, mate.
I don't know. I'm not a self-hating West Countryman, mate. Don't worry. Proud of it. Proud of it. To the banners. To the standards. But, yeah, they ripped it down. And so it's like, okay, right, well, he ripped that down. And then any of his political stuff, like with fucking, you know, children tugging at policemen's sleeves whilst they're aiming rifles at people, they cover that up, or they used to anyway, until they realise there's a bit of money in it. But at the same time, Nelson Street is a shithole, so anything that does it up, mind you, I'll tell you what, to do it up, some nice businesses and nice shops in there, and that would be quite nice as well. Yeah, why don't
clubs,
you lower the rent?
Have some nice clubs. That's what we need more of in Bristol. We need more big clubs in town. Like,
what, you support people getting beaten up in the toilets of clubs, do you?
Yeah.
is that what you're saying, is it? God, you people make me sick.
Do you know what? I know someone who went to a club once and somebody was on drugs and they died.
Yeah.
And you support that?
Is that what you support?
You support people going out.
My God.
Oh, you
Jesus
disgust
Christ.
Me. I think they should all be put on an island
put
and
on an
gassed.
Island. No human rights for clubbers. Simple as that.
Why should they?
No,
they
no,
give
no,
that
no.
up when they decided
That's it.
To go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. You made the choice. Yeah. And you know what the police is? It's our club. Yeah. The biggest club. Yeah, that's what the police is. Anyway, we've got to take it. We get too far up. It's the Monster Munch. It's the Monster Munch talking.
I don't actually eat Monster Munch. You do.
It's I only do it when I need a bit of a rev up. You know.
I liked it when I was a kid. I liked the pictures on them, but I never liked the. And I think I would ask my parents to get them, just because I like the pictures. I like the idea
They're
of the
crazy.
Monster and I like the fact that it was a shape of something like a monster. But I remember eating them and just thinking they taste fucking horrible. Like.
Well, back in the '70s, there was a law, Starkey's Law, I think it was called, where you couldn't have more than 6 packets of Monster Munch because you go properly wired crazy because they got some secret thing in them, some secret ingredient.
Vitamins?
It's close. Close. You know,
it's
not going to cast any aspersions. I think it is the E numbers, basically. But yeah, now they've come out with the old flavour and they've got a bit of a punch to them, basically. So, any more local stuff? It's all just maintaining, isn't it? Summer season.
There was stuff about they were going to change the name of Colston Hall.
Oh,
But they're not. They're not changing the name of Colston Hall.
Why would they? They fucking love him, you know? They'd bring back slavery today if they could get away with it. As simple as that. You know, like, fucking why is anyone surprised?
It just seems like a load of bollocks to me that we still got all these statues up to this cunt, like, because, like, he is a cunt.
Totally.
You know.
Yeah.
All of them lot, merchant adventurers, they're all cunts. Sorry, Mum. But they are. And yeah. there was a friend of mine saying about, you know, if you had someone nowadays who was involved in slavery, dealing drugs, child prostitution, how much would they have to donate to the city?
Yeah, you know, to clean the slate.
To make it look, to have statues and places named after them. Like, you know, it just seems a bit like...
And the thing is, all the money they gave was all to, like, fucking make things in their name. So it's like, oh, I'm going to donate £100,000 as long as you call the fucking building after me. It's like, well, it would be an act of charity if they called it the fucking Friendship Museum or something like that, innit? You know,
I wouldn't like to be called...
But the fucking... The Durston Fletcher Museum. You know, that's
I like
ego
the sound
talking.
Of that, like, yeah. But I am a vain, arrogant man, like, so...
You're not.
Yeah,
You're not. You've been too hard on yourself, I think, now. All this riot talk's got in your brain.
It's got my
You've
brain.
Become self-hating.
I think it's the first show I've done in ages. I'm actually not on a come down, mate, so...
Beautiful. I can tell the difference, actually.
Well, yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
There's a mellifluousness to your voice.
What's mellifluous? I can't even say it.
I knew once, but too many jobs.
It's true, you didn't just make it up. I just made a word up
in
the
break.
I
didn't make it up. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. Mirandarin?
Oh, Miranda.
Mirandarin.
Your meander rights.
Yeah, but it's not meander, Miranda.
Miranda,
fucking
Miranda.
Hell, people must be bored. Right.
Oh, right, anyway. Ooh, too much monster munch. Well, another bit of local news was that there was a big festival, wasn't it? The Boomtown Festival,
Boomtown.
As the Starkeyites would say.
I went to Boomtown. It was great.
Yeah?
I had a lovely time. For anyone who's never been, it's a great festival. It's sort of very... A lot of Bristolians there, Bristol Centre. You go there, you go and you're on your own, and you just... The whole time you're bumping into people, you know, and not rubbish people, you know, like you used to at Ashton Court, like
right.
good people who like to party, not rubbish people. You're out.
Someone you knew from work 6 years ago. Kind of thing.
All
oh,
right,
hey,
how are you?
Let's swap numbers. Let's not. It's like Facebook. I'm not on there because I don't want to. Everybody I wanted to know from school, I already know. All the rest of them, don't wish ill of them, but don't want to know
them.
I'm
a whore on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You should see. I don't even know how many friends I got. I got like 700 friends.
It's big. I think you're 800, actually.
Yeah. If you want to add me, because I'm a bloody whore, I will accept absolutely anyone. Like.
I'll be sitting in the shadows like a seething badger, looking at your popularity and grinding my teeth, my badger teeth.
The Boomtown was really good, though. It was a lot of, there was, you know, there's a lovely atmosphere down there, and Barrington Levy cancelled, which...
That's a shame.
It is. He's the only person I actually wanted to see there. The rest of them, I take or leave, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would have liked to see. I've seen Bad Manners. They were.
How big was he? You said he slimmed down, didn't
it? Yeah, slimmed down. He slimmed down a bit, like. But yeah, the Buster Blood Vessel we're talking about. Yeah, they were all right. They were right. I had a bit of a freak out and had to leave, like, because they were so shit, basically. Because you think, but Bad Manners, they got some good songs, and you think, oh yeah, I like some of those four good songs they got, and you think, what are the rest of their songs like? Shit, absolutely. It's just like. Milking the two-tone scar cash cow, just banging out songs that sound exactly the same, and you think they've been around for a long time. They probably do a live show. Is all right.
You get a lot of them, don't you? Like, sort of, I used to work at festivals, and like, yeah, you find a lot of them. They just go through the motions. Shed 7 was my favourite. I listened to them, and they just blatantly just didn't want to be there. Oh. And it's like, fair enough. Yeah, you're sick of your songs, but the thing is, you've just taken a fucking wad of cash, other people's cash, to play them. So how about you fucking stand up there and play him, Sunshine, all right? Have a little bit of respect, a bit of courtesy.
Cans.
But yeah, whilst you were at Boomtown, I was camping of a different kind, actually. I was away. Camping. Look at me, he says. Look at me. I am older than you. I've done the festival thing. I like me camp. But it's a crazy world. I tell you what, it's a crazy world. If all these people screaming for law and order... You go onto a static caravan site in a tent. My God, you'll change your tune pretty quickly, yeah? If you ever want to know about a fucking society, if you're not part of the underclass and you want to know how a society is where all the rules are not in your favour, pitch a tent on a static caravan site. That's all I'll say. It's crazy. But yeah, it was a good laugh.
Where'd you go to?
I went down Malmesbury, which is in Wiltshire. And yeah, it was a lovely place. There was the Abbey Gardens and... Yeah, just like sort of to recharge me batteries a bit.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
I don't know, it depends what friend. Like, you know, me. A 40-year-old friend with his missus, yes. A 28-year-old party fiend like yourself.
26.
Granddad. No, probably not. I think you'd be bored shitless.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll stay away.
Yeah.
Was it Melksham?
Melksham? No, Malmesbury.
Malmesbury. It's all the same.
My God.
I was looking at a map of fucking West Country yesterday when I was trying to find this place I got to go for training would work. Like, I was looking at all these names. I was thinking, there are some places that aren't that far out of our side of East Bristol.
Mm.
I was thinking, why would you go there? Look at that. I've never heard of that place. And
you're saying that to Dick Gherkin, the sound of the country town. You're telling me
I
that.
Tell you what, I just,
there's beautiful people there, mate. That's
I was looking at them. I was thinking, there's all these. I'm so closed off in my views of the world, I think. I was looking at all these things. I was thinking, there's all these. But the thing is, like, I mean, as a city person, when you go to the countryside, me and a load of mates went down to Glastonbury, the town, not the festival,
yeah,
a while back. And we walked in and we were going, look at them. They're probably all looking at us thinking, wow, who are these big shots?
Oh my God.
Who are these people?
We know things you'll never know, city boy.
Well, you probably know how to get back on the A road, like, you know.
More than that. We know the best smoking spots, mate. I could take you to places where you could light a spliff and it would be like you'd be in paradise, mate, in the middle of the countryside. That's what we knows. So, yep, I think we're approaching the end of the show. Thank you to everybody that's listened. Thank you to Catalyst Radio, and thank you to all the people that carry on supporting us. Get in contact.
On Facebook.
From
Bristol With Love. Or via email at
FromBristolWithLove@riseup.net.
Or at the website, FromBristolWithLove.wordpress.com.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, let's get bedded in for a long, lengthy, successful revolution,
or even just a bit of a scrap, like,
yeah, whatever it takes, in it basically. But here, to get us in the mood, is Curtis Mayfield with "People Get Ready." Avanti.
Get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner, who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You
You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank.